And now it's time for the big reveal. What number will he be? He can't be two. But will he be? They are really amping up the suspense by keeping the jersey turned where we cannot see it. Oh, he'll be 22! You have got to be kidding.
All right, so welcome to the Pinstripe Belly Podcast. I'm back from my seclusion. I don't know, you guys just didn't want me on last week or the last podcast.
We're trying.
Okay, thanks. Don't lie.
You were fired.
You were out, like, gallivanting in the streets.
I was gallivanting in a carnival-like manner. Yep. It was joyous, really. Anyway, so yes, I'm back. You know, it's close to Christmas, so Merry Christmas, everybody.
It was just your birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'm not doing a home run call for myself.
I tried making a home run call.
I think Andrew already got you covered.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
So, with me are my gloriously nice co-hosts, Tanya, Andrew, and Jason. Oh, I'm sorry I said Merry Christmas to you, Jason. I apologize.
It's okay. I'm half.
Sure you are.
Half.
Now that we've started the podcast on a questionable tone.
It's cool.
Awesome.
Oh, swear. God.
So the Yankees signed Brian Roberts. Hooray.
Oh my Yay. God. He is an ugly, ugly man.
Second base doll.
Disgusting.
That's the least of his problems, but yes, he is an ugly man.
He just looks disgusting. He looks like a homeless person.
Dude, we had Kevin Youngquist like last year.
Yeah, but at least he didn't have a beard or whatever the hell he is on his face.
I don't think that improved anything.
I think he looked ugly. He certainly looked ugly, but he didn't look as dirty.
I think it was just that one picture you picked of Roberts.
Maybe.
You picked like the worst looking one, right?
Well, that was why I picked it. It looked horrible. But he, like, has, like, gray hair, and he's disgusting, and his face is dumb.
And he probably smelled bad.
He looked like he smelled horrible in that picture.
For those who don't know, when we write articles, the best part about it is clearly looking for a perfect picture to put up.
Well, oh, yeah. Like, I never
At least that's used, my favorite thing.
I never use, like, a serious picture, if I can help it. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to find something that's a little weird.
Who was the one earlier in the season who had his hand in the crotch? Was that Phelps?
That was Java.
Java, okay.
Yeah, I used that as his going away pose.
Yes.
Hey, he's the Detroit Tiger now.
We should probably talk about the players we've lost.
Bye.
Oh.
No, we lost
Done.
Java.
All right.
When we lost Hughes to the Twins.
Bill Hughes.
And, GTFO, Java.
And Boone Logan to a really ugly deal with the Rockies.
3 years.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah.
That'll
be good by year two.
You got a bigger deal than Joaquin Benoit, and Joaquin Benoit is so much better than Boone Logan.
I think his name is Joaquin.
Whatever.
Don't edit that out.
Joaquin Phoenix. Well, I thought it was like Joaquin Phoenix.
Well, let's... No, it's
Joaquin Phoenix.
You know he's rumored to play Lex Luthor, I think.
We should probably ask Jeff Passan.
Passan?
Whatever.
Jeff Passan.
It's okay. Oh, Derek Jeter has me covered.
Sheeta.
Just ask what Mark
he also has, yeah. Clearly also has Jason covered.
Oh, Lupinella. I didn't know you were on the podcast. So Brian
Robbins. He is ugly.
I mean, honestly, he's going to be this year's Kevin Youngquist. I mean, yeah.
Well, he's not being paid $12 million.
Well, yeah, thankfully. Like, at least that's what I'm going to say about it. At least it was $2 million. Like, if he craps out in, like, 3 weeks,
whatever.
Goodbye. Whatever. We're not really going to miss
him. Well, it's not really whatever because...
It's a roster spot.
We don't have.
That's true. No, that is true. But I mean, the thing is that there was no one to get. Like now, like when they signed Roberts, not like they chose him over somebody.
Yes, they did.
Everybody else was already signed because they're saving money.
We We haven't discussed that Kanoa's gone.
We were just, like, leading up to it last time.
I know, but you guys thought it was gonna happen for real.
I'll be the first to say I was wrong. You know me, I was preaching all the time that they were gonna resign him. I didn't think. And I just since this came out today, with not signing Cano and offering Chu as much as they did for as many years, they must really think very little of Cano.
They do. They didn't want him at all. I mean, like, the fact that, like, they never even attempted to negotiate with him, it just, like, they didn't want him. And I'd rather they come out and just say it, because, you know, instead of insulting me and pretending like they're trying to be competitive and, like, you know, we want this guy, we want this guy. No, they didn't. Like, they, and people keep saying, like, oh, well, the $175 million contract is a fair deal. Well, it's like, no, it's not, because he's the best player on the free agent market. They knew very well he wasn't going to accept that.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you're right over there, Waffles.
She's not.
People say that, like, Yankees shouldn't have matched the 10-year deal. I agree. The Yankees should definitely have not gone 10 years. But the thing is, people not realizing is that it never should have gotten that far. If the Yankees were like, hey, listen, Cano, we really want you, you know, we'll give you what you want, but, you know, let's negotiate here. Like, you know, they didn't have to give him everything that he wanted. They're going to give him a $300 million contract, but it's like, hey, what do you think about 200 over 8 years? Like, if that came out first and foremost, I feel like, you know, maybe there was a better chance. I don't know. Maybe,
but he said that he wouldn't have accepted that. His final offer to the Yankees was $235 million.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying, like, maybe, I don't know, if even, like, before that, before, you know, before the Mariners even got involved. Like, I don't know.
I don't think he was going to take that when, I mean, I think if anything, they could have said $8,200, and he said, fine, I'll wait. And then, you know, some team, the Mariners, someone else, they would have come along and they would have offered more money. And I don't think that he was ever going to
settle for
less. Like, I mean, even if he thought that it was the best thing, I don't think Jay-Z would have told him to settle for less, because Jay-Z really needed to make a splash with his first big client.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to be like, hey, bro, why don't you take a hometown discount? Like, who would do that?
Well, I mean, is $200 million really a hometown discount?
Compared to what he got at 8 years, well, 200 versus 10 years?
Yes. Yeah. Obviously. But I'm talking in a universe where that offer didn't exist yet.
But you can't talk about that, because that deal could have come out at any time. Like,
no, I don't think that's absolutely true.
Didn't offer it. Like, I don't think the Yankees offering $8,200 precluded the Mariners from offering $10,240.
I mean, they outbid themselves.
But I'm just thinking that maybe if they did come out with a number that big, that maybe the Mariners would have backed off because, like, oh, we don't want to get in a bidding war with the Yankees. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think they cared about that.
I think the Mariners were dead set on signing him. It's just that I agree with, like, what Harlan posted about it really just seemed like, with all, obviously we don't know all the details, but the way they handled the discussions really just seemed like there was never going to be any negotiation. And it sort of reminds me of what they did with Jeter, except, like, Cano is not Jeter. So
yeah.
Cano had the unfortunate, if Cano grew up, I think if it was situations were, like, reversed and Cano grew up in Jeter's time and vice versa, yeah, it'd probably be different. If he had, like, 3 World Series rings or 4 World Series rings in the amount of time, but he didn't. Cano doesn't have that, I don't know, Jeterian presence, if you want to call it that. But even with Jeterian presence, the Yankees didn't handle Jeter's negotiations well. It was handled poorly on both sides, but Cano, unlike Jeter, was always going to get a much bigger offer from someone. And
yeah,
and Jeter was never going to leave the Yankees either. That's like his
whole exactly. plan. Jeter definitely wasn't going to leave the Yankees. It was more of a question is I didn't think the Yankees, even though, you know, they'll be stubborn, we're going to let Cano go. And it's just as we've discussed on the site, it's just troubling when they gave Jacoby Ellsbury as much as they did And it just came out that they were willing to give Chu 7 years in a ridiculous amount.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're right that they didn't think much about Cano. I mean, the rumor is going around for months that, you know, the Yankees don't see him as, you know, a player that people go to see. They obviously believe that. Because to give a player a 10-year contract, you're making him, like, the centerpiece of your team. And if, you know, they don't think that he is, you know, the attraction that Alex Rodriguez is or Albert Pujols or, you know, someone like that, you can't really, you know, give them a franchise-defining contract like that.
I actually agree with that. I don't think he is forget the fact that he's a marquee player. He's the healthiest, best second baseman we've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the name, the talent is worth a good amount of money.
Yes, yes.
The fact that he's only missed, what was it, Andrew, like 10 games since 2006?
Since 2006, he's never been on the DL.
Five years of flawless health. And people are worried about him breaking down. He's been fine. And yet we're signing Brian Roberts.
Is
the opposite of Cano.
I mean, like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, they didn't want him because, and I think that, you know, besides the giant contract for a person that they don't think people come to see, I mean, shouldn't the goal be to make the team better? Like, obviously they're more concerned about having, you know, let's go see Cano and get a private suite, because that wasn't going to happen. You know, that's why they're signing Carlos Beltran instead. You know, they clearly had the option of Cano was going to be the next face of the Yankees after, you know, Jeter retires. They clearly didn't want that.
Well, we have no one now. You're talking about you need that person to build person to build a team around. We don't have that anymore. I mean, what, Ellsbury? He's with us for 7 years. And
well, McCann and Ellsbury are those players.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, there's no one that's, like, the centerpiece of the team anymore. That, like, you know, Cano was clearly last year, you know? There's no one to, like, you know, there's no one player that you say, like, he's the Yankees or he's the, you know, whatever team that you build around and stuff. And, you know, players are going to come and go. You know, Jeter is going to be gone. Alex Rodriguez could be suspended or whatever. I don't even know. But, like,
let's not even go there.
Yeah. But, like, you know, who's going to, you know, Robinson Cano was, like, you know, he was the Yankee. He was the homegrown guy who was, you know, really good.
That's what amazes me. Like, you know, you have people talking about the Yankees need to develop their farm. Well, we just let one of the best developed farm players we've ever had go.
Yeah.
I mean, Cano is my favorite player, and I was very sad to see him go. But I don't think that the way that people look at it is fair, because I didn't want them to sign him for 9 years. I didn't want them to sign him for 10 years. I didn't want them to give him, you know, $240 million.
Oh, no, I like I said before, the Yankees not matching the Mariners' offer was a good thing. I wanted them to because I'm a spoiled Yankees fan, and I love Cano, and I think he's one of the best prospects we've ever developed, but I'm not stupid. That's a lot of years and a lot of money, and Cano might have taken the money anyway.
I think he would have.
Oh, I do too. It's really hard to turn down a lot of money. And yeah, maybe he would have accepted some kind of hometown discount, but
$5 million was his final.
Exactly. So I don't think it would have. It probably wasn't going to work out. Time, a different era, maybe. What's troubling to me is, like I said, it's the way the Yankees handle negotiations. And, like, it makes me worry about any star they're going to bring up from now on.
I mean, I don't even know that this is a good case, because I think most people assumed that Cano was going to get a deal that was 9 or 10 years, and the Yankees were just flat out not willing to go 9 or 10 years.
I mean, to me,
so I think the fact that, you know, they weren't like, Cano, 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 I think that might just be more an acknowledgement of the fact that they were dead set on not 9 or 10 years, and he was dead set on 9 or 10 years, and they, both sides knew that.
I mean, to me, the mistake was just letting him get to free agency. They should have extended it.
Yeah.
I don't think we should even go there.
I mean,
there.
That's where the my whole, big problem yeah. you know, definitely. Was, because then you could have gotten a lower price.
You can talk about that until we're blue in the face.
Yeah.
Never
because when you go to free agency, someone is going to have the money to throw 9 or 10 years at them. And, you know, I don't blame the Yankees for not wanting him until he's 42.
Yeah,
like,
but, like, they never let Derek Jeter get the free agency when he was in his prime.
Right.
So, I mean, that's...
And they shouldn't have let Cano. And you can say that for probably many people in the future. Mm-hmm. It's just... There are a lot of teams that have money, and the Yankees just aren't a slam dunk to retain these people. And if they want to keep them, like Cano, they're going to have to take the chance and sign them to an extension like Longoria's or, you know, Tulowitzki's.
They should do it with Robertson.
Do it with Brian Roberts.
I just don't understand like what chance they're really taking. I mean, the Yankees, they can eat any bad deal. I mean, they're still functioning after the Alex Rodriguez contract. You know.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean that they should be. Well, I mean,
no. But
they're
I'm just saying, like,
but the Cano contract. One of the reasons that didn't happen is because of the A-Rod contract. So.
Yeah, but cool. I'm saying, like, you know, extending players. You know, they're afraid that, you know, they're afraid that, like, oh, they're going to make a bad deal or whatever. It's like,
well,
yeah.
No, I just think it's that when you have a player like Alex Rodriguez who isn't playing at the caliber that he's playing at or that he's being paid at, and, I mean, it hampers them. It, you know, for every A-Rod deal, they could go and sign, you know, 2 of someone else, and...
Here's the thing with
if they extend people who aren't good, I mean, obviously, Cano, in hindsight, would have been an amazing extension. They should have done it. But say they had extended, I don't know.
Jabba.
Melky
Cabrera. Phil Hughes, Jabba Chamberlain. Like, all of those would be terrible deals.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. You know, the A-Rod deal is hampering us a bit right now. But we're still playoff contenders. You know, even now, I mean, even with the horrible year we had this year, which, again, 2013 can get lost, like, immediately, we were still in the running, as terrible as we were.
But not because they were good, just because they played over their heads for
they were a negative run differential team.
But my point is that with the way the playoff system is structured now, even with the hampered A-Rod contract, we are still perennially a playoff contender. Mind you, that wasn't expected when the A-Rod deal was signed. But even with Cano signing for like 9 or 10 years, I don't even know if it would have hampered us that much in 2021. And again, who cares? That's 7, 8 years away.
I do care to some extent because it's frustrating that moves that should be made can't be made because of the A-Rod deal. Like, you know, you can say, well, if they hadn't signed the A-Rod deal, they could have given Cano a 9-year deal or something. And I don't want to, you know, transport into the future and be having that same conversation where it's like, well, if we hadn't done the Cano deal, we could be signing Mike Trout or, you know, something like that. And I just think that, no, it doesn't hamper them to the point that it would another team, but it does hamper them because they do care about what their bottom line is, and A-Rod being signed to this, like, mega contract for eternity does keep them from... I mean, it scared them off.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
Well, if anything,
and,
done it in the first place. That's a whole other
thing. Even if you don't consider, like, the money or anything, it seriously scared them off of those long deals for guys up into their 40s, and can't really blame them.
Well, yeah, it doesn't make any sense to do that.
It's like, then why give Derek Jeter a raise?
Well, Derek Jeter is Derek Jeter. I mean,
I know, but I mean, if they're that concerned about their bottom line.
But I don't think they are that I mean, whatever raise they gave Derek Jeter, he'll make back in 20 seconds when he says that he's going to retire.
My thing is this. If, again, if you're giving Ellsbury that much money, if you're, and if this is true, again, this could just be Boris platitudes here, if you're willing to give Chu that much money after, this wasn't like a before Ellsbury deal, according to this, this was after Ellsbury, that they were willing to give him an even worse deal than Beltran got, what does this say about what their plan is here?
They don't have a plan.
You're talking, we're talking about planning for like 2020. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, the difference was that they, instead of like getting just one Cano, you'd be getting like all the, you'd be getting both Ellsbury and Chu, or both Ellsbury and Beltran. And while, I mean, obviously that Chu deal wouldn't be good, but I mean, you're, the idea is instead of focusing all the money into one player, you're divvying it up a little bit.
But for 7 years, that's still a long time.
I mean, he's not old.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the players that, you know, they're signing, they're not like 34, they're like 30.
It would concern me if, like, Cano had any history of injury or anything like that. But he's been healthy and good. And it just bothers me that there's, like, a 3-year difference is apparently a big deal.
Well, it should be. I mean, because like, if he spends the last 3 years of that deal when he's making $25 million sucking, you know, they're not going to cut him.
To me, it just seems like, it's too much planning. Like, you can, like, as someone who loves to plan, it seems just like over planning to me. And again, while I don't think Cano should have gotten 10 years, $240 million, I'd have been fine with 9 or 8.
I wouldn't have been. I mean, I would have been okay with 8, but 9 would have been a lot.
The problem,
for me, that extra year, I would take that sacrifice for the 4 or 5 years he's going to help us get into the playoffs.
Yeah, but we say that, and then, you know, the team sucks, and it's like, it's not, well, at least we had those, like, 4 good years. It's like, you know.
But we did. I mean, you think about it, the Yankees built their success for the past decade of making it to the playoffs because, quite frankly, they signed stupid deals. But they still made it. Hell, they gave Kayagawa 4 years, and it didn't happen. Like, a 4-year deal for Kayagawa wasn't a terrible thing.
They also weren't penalized for taking on as many bad deals.
Yeah.
They're heavily penalized now.
Like, the Pavano deal was $40 million. Jarrett Wright was, like, $20 million. Kevin Kayagawa was, like, $20 million. This is, like, way over $100, $200 million. And, like, the Teixeira deal is already looking ugly enough, and that was only $180.
Yeah.
And so, even though, like, Cano's been extraordinarily healthy, it's just hard to really forecast too much success for, like, a second baseman, because even like Hall of Famers like Roberto Alomar, he was done with baseball when he was only 36, and he was terrific for his, and really healthy, not as healthy as Cano, but really healthy throughout his first 10 years. And even like the best second baseman, like Jeff Kent, like he was really good for a while, but by his late 30s, he was pretty much toast, and he's the like the best case. So I can understand.
I mean,
like,
I love Cano.
Yeah,
I think it's over planning.
I don't think you can overplan.
Oh, you can.
No, I don't think you can when it comes to deals north of $200 million. Because, like I said, they're heavily penalized. So that $200 million, when it's the last 3 years of that deal and Cano could be terrible, that's, you know, $40 million that they can't use to sign someone else because they're getting hit 50% luxury tax penalties.
Even seems like they're going to go for luxury tax this year anyway.
Not if A-Rod gets...
Again, that's just gambling.
Well, I mean, I think they know enough to be pretty sure that he's not getting out of that
one. I mean, with A-Rod's he was considered to be pretty healthy, and he, like, hadn't really missed much injury time. He had only one season in his full career since coming up as regular, where he played fewer than 130 games, and since then, he's only appeared in 130 games twice. So
technically, couldn't you blame that on steroids?
No. I mean, not entirely.
I'm joking.
I blame Seattle.
I just think that it basically has to come down to the consensus of the Yankees lost an amazing player, but for once in their existence, it was the right call.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what you have to, you know.
I take it away as they could have retained him if they negotiated better. Possibly, I mean, or that the Mariners are just stupider than they really look for doing something like this.
I mean, they are. I don't think that there's a question about that. That deal is terrible.
Yeah, the deal's terrible, but I don't really think, like, based on what Seattle is right now, it actually wasn't really as awful as it would have been for the Yankees. Because Mariners, like,
they're not one player away from them.
No, they're not one player away, but they needed to, like, show that they're not, like, there needs to be a reason for the Mariners fans to actually be going to the games, and Cano is actually going to be able to do that. So
I liked Harlan's analogy with the Bills. The Bills tried that and failed miserably. You still have to build the actual team.
And the Mariners might fail miserably, but I mean, I think that
they have less to.
Better to let them make a mistake than for our team to make a mistake. Mm-hmm.
And with the Mariners, like, the last 10 years have been awful anyway. I mean, the next 10 years, how can they be any worse? So, that's the consensus I seem to be getting from, like, Jeff Sullivan and the other Mariners bloggers.
Well, it also seems like they're very fine with, like, well, if we're, like, pretty good for 3 years, we'll deal with not being great after that, because we were good for 3 years, but, like, Yankees fans are not okay with that.
Nope.
Like, Yankees fans of today might be like, well, it'll be okay, because we'll have, like, 3 good years, but then the Yankees fans of, like, 4 years from now will be like, hell no.
Trying to please Yankee fans is impossible. It's never enough for them. I said, look at Cano. He did everything for them except run hard to first base, and they still whined and bitched. So it's never enough for them, ever. They are an unpleasable bunch. They really are. Again, thank you for listening to the Pinstripe Valley podcast. the SB Nation, home of the New York Yankees. Seriously, though, I mean, they are unpleasable. The Yankees don't do well this year. Although they'll blame giving Ellsbury that huge contract. They'll blame Brian McCann not hitting 40 home runs instead of 30. They'll find something.
Well, you know what? You know what my real issue with this whole thing is? This is, like, you know, they've added some pretty good players. So if, you know, CC is better and DeShera is healthy, we're already a much better team.
Well, I think, don't get me wrong, even sans Cano, I think we're already a much better team than last year.
There's still the possibility of Tanaka.
Yeah.
And I think that if he is what people hope that he is, I mean, that's game changing.
You know who I was going to write a post about this, and I still am, but do you know who I think is actually probably the most important piece coming into 2013? Michael Pineda.
That could also be
we've all been asking, like, what's going on with him, and I remember seeing some tweet when Cashman had an interview saying that he is healthy and he's going to compete for the 2013 starting rotation.
Yeah, they're going to give him a good look at the number 5 spot.
If he comes back strong, he could be as good as Nova, possibly. I mean, he shows a lot of promise. So I think even with Tanaka, if Pineda does well, you'd have a rotation of CC, Nova, Tanaka, and Pineda. That could be really good. Like, and if CC comes back good. Then you'd have Phelps or whoever.
And you've
Corona. Oh, right, Corona. Yeah, okay, there you go. There's a 5 spot right there.
I think that it has to be a little comforting that despite that surgery, which can end you, he was still able to throw 94. And no, that's not like the 98, 97 range that he had, but he was also right off of, you know, the surgery. There's no, you know, guarantee that he won't be able to possibly get up to 95 or...
If he has decent control, which from the little bit I watched of him when he was in Seattle, he had pretty decent control, too.
I think if he can learn to command everything with a little bit less velocity, he could be very good.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Pettit never had the hugest of fastballs, right? It was just more location and Pettit trickery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Andy's also that, well, like, crafty lefty kind of thing. Pettit is very much a power pitcher, and
huge
I don't
guy.
Think that he's going to be the same pitcher.
No.
But
no, obviously.
I think that he could still be very good.
And what's crazy is that he's only turning 25 in January. So he's still really
That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Is like he's still young. I mean, and we have him for what, 6 years?
Something like that.
Something like that was the trade.
Dellen's older than him.
Well, Dellen should be in the bullpen at this point.
Well, I mean, at least they have another option. So if he's not ready, they don't lose him.
Random fourth option.
But I mean, Pineda is probably the person who Yankee fans should be most curious to see.
That he is. He's who I'm most curious to see. He's on my to watch list.
Because if he's you know, good, if he is even like on his way to good, I think he's a huge piece.
If he's as good as he was in Seattle, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean if he's the number two that we thought we were trading for, then that would be great, but you know, after that surgery, I would settle for, like, I mean, obviously you hope that he can get to that, but, like, if he could even be, like, a number five or a number four this year.
After how Montero turned out, if this is just to stick it to the Mariners for taking Cano away from this thing, I'd be fine with that. I'm spiteful.
Michael Pineda striking out Robinson Cano to end the World Series.
Well,
and there has joined the National League.
No, it'll be the series.
Oh, okay. Well, the Mariners.
The World Series.
Well, the Mariners trade him.
They contracted the National League.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The World Series is now just the American League.
Sorry. Good job switching over, Astros.
Yeah.
You get to stay.
Carlos Correa.
You know, speaking, it's funny, you talk about the Chu thing. I heard the Astros were in on Chu. I wonder if they still are, if Chu's not accepting a 7-year 115.
I will be interested to see if he actually gets that, because I would laugh forever
if
he ends up not getting that much.
See, people are saying, like, it's like, oh, I think Boris blew this, but I mean, he always seems to get that contract. I don't know how, but, like, he got.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He got Prince Fielder that ridiculous deal.
Devilry.
He's
like,
you know,
listen, Tigers owner, you're probably going to die in a few years, so just sign this and let your son take care of it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he got a deal that good or better, but I would laugh very hard if he didn't, because
yeah,
that would just be amazing.
Did you guys talk about Ellsbury on the last podcast?
Yeah.
You had to. Yeah, you did.
Well, I mean, yeah, we were focusing on Cano, because Cano is big.
But you didn't talk about Beltran, did you?
Beltran was...
No, that happened after.
Yeah. Beltran for 3 years. I told you he was getting to that third year.
Well, I mean, that was a reaction to losing Cano, so that wasn't really planned in a budget or anything. Like, oh, we're going to go after Beltran.
Yeah, I guess the...
I don't know.
I guess the 2 years for Beltran would have been, like, if they had re-signed Cano, then they could have tried to get Beltran for two, but
there are probably worse tragedies in life.
Yeah, I'm okay with Carlos Beltran, because I think he'll still hit, and right field in Yankee Stadium is not nearly as bad as it is in, like, Busch Stadium, so
he could pull up a chair next to the line guy.
Yeah, plus
hey.
And if the defense is Ellsbury and Gardner, then that's covering a ton of ground, so he could just sit in a lawn chair, let them do the dirty work.
Yeah,
well, you know what? Like, this is, like, the most painful part of losing Cano, is, like, I don't know, like, I like watching, you know, exciting players that I like to watch. Like, Cano was exciting, like, I liked him, you know, like, it's gonna be hard for me to root for Ellsbury, and not because, you know, I was like, oh, he was a Red Sox, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I just never really liked him. I mean, maybe it was because of the Red Sox. I don't know. But, you know, it's just like losing Cano and then having Jacoby Ellsbury on the team and stuff. It's just like, ugh. And then Carlos Beltran. I like Carlos Beltran, but But it's like, you know, we've all been preaching, like, the Yankees need to get younger. And, you know, they signed Carlos Beltran to a 3-year deal. It's like, you know, just more, kind of more of the same. And, you know, they're going to be good. And, you know, obviously, you know, we all want to watch the Yankees be good. But, like, you know, there's no one.
No.
Apparently, I don't.
Andrew's just done with that.
But there's no Cano now, you know. There's no enjoying Cano, you know. No enjoying his swing and stuff. Yeah, you got Gardner for another year. You got Robertson for another year.
I mean, I guess I just don't understand what makes Ellsbury not exciting. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe once I actually watch him, maybe it'll become exciting. I mean, hypothetically thinking about it.
He's like the things that we like about Gardner.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. He's not
Gardner.
Not everything waffles. Trust me on that.
I mean, no. I just don't have your level of obsession.
Oh, that bald head of Gardner.
Got that Southern comfort running through my veins.
Yeah.
I do wish you'd change that. But no, I agree with Waffles. I think Ellsbury actually is a very exciting player.
I think McCann will be exciting as...
I will be excited to see
Stewart.
I'll be excited to see someone actually alive with a pulse behind home plate and at the plate.
That's true.
Strike two, you're out.
Okay, bye.
McCann would be like, hell no, I'm not.
And then punch the ump in the face.
I am not all ball for nothing.
Bye. God, we're gonna have a look at that giant bald head.
No, you're not.
Because it's gonna be under a hat.
That's true.
On the plus side, no Java.
No Java, no Hughes, Stewart.
I know.
That's true. It should be a much less, you know, lot less hatred going on.
Wells is probably gonna get DFA'd.
I mean, then we have Brian Roberts.
Well, I'll wait for him to die before.
Yeah.
I'll wait for them not to sign anyone before I really, really...
Well, that just... too, like, it's still early. They could make a trade, there's a lot of things.
That's really the most questionable thing about the Brian Roberts thing. That just better not be the plan.
Oh, it is.
It is. I don't know if it is.
I'm telling you, it is.
I don't think it has to be the plan.
It has to be the plan.
I think it could be the insurance plan.
That is a faulty interest right now.
What I mean is, if they can't do anything else, hey, we got a dude that can stand there.
I'm calling it right now. Brian Roberts will be the starting second baseman opening day.
That makes no sense. I'd rather have Kelly Johnson as the starting second baseman.
He's going to have to start at third.
Yes, he's going to be tuning at third, probably. I mean, you know, if they sign Reynolds or something. You know,
they'll probably sign Reynolds.
Yeah.
I don't want him starting at third.
Yeah, he'll be platooning.
I think they should platoon Johnson and Roberts.
Yeah, that's what I would do, but I feel like they would probably, I don't know, if they sign, you know, let's say they sign Reynolds, they probably won't like his defense every day, so they'll be like, well, we're going to platoon him. I don't know. But they're going to platoon somebody. Somebody's going to be platooned.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I'm just gonna say, speaking of things we hate, I'm just going to say it right now. If Cashman to come out, or Hal, or Randy with his sideburns shaved, I don't care. Someone has to come out and say right now, we have absolutely zero intention of signing Jonathan Papelbon. Because if they got him, I don't know what I do.
You mean trading?
I don't know what I do.
Done. Can you imagine Papelbon, like, closing for the Yankees?
No.
No. No, I can't. And I want to punch you for saying it. the level of hatred I have for that man, where outside of him getting injured, like, I just despise him. Like, on a really big level. And he better not be on the team next year. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, let's talk about the trade. Well, who can the Yankees trade for? I mean...
Aaron Hill.
Nick Franklin.
Aaron Hill. Nick Franklin.
Justin Ackley.
Yes.
I'd rather have Franklin, but I will take Ackley.
Howie Kendrick.
Clayton Kershaw.
Mike Trout.
The Yankees, if they want to, like, sign a reliever, because apparently they want another late-in inning reliever, they're either going to have to go with, like, some crap, or they're going to have to make a trade, because there's nobody left.
What about from the minors?
Nope.
Well, I mean, there are some interesting relievers, but that's, like, nothing. Like,
I wouldn't.
That's the worst case scenario for them.
Did Benoit sign?
Benoit, yeah, he signed with the Padres.
Yeah, he's gone.
I knew that was like a thing that was rumored.
It was rumored, but then he officially agreed today, I think.
Then it was not rumored anymore.
Yeah.
We got Thornton, right?
We did.
Oh yeah, good old Thornton.
To replace the Boone.
Yep.
Goodbye, Boone.
All right, now, Boone.
We got Thorny.
Maddie.
Totally gonna be Thorny.
Might be Maddie.
I was waiting for a miso Thorny thing, but I think only mine looks like that.
It's gonna be Thorny.
I think it'll be Maddie.
We love you, left hand.
Oh God.
Oh.
And in relation to trading for somebody, Yankees are going to have to get some people off the 40-man roster very soon. They have a lot of people that need to get off, need to get on, so they need to take a bunch of people off. And it's going to be very interesting. Wells is going to go.
Hasta la vista, Cervelli.
Huff I can see going.
Bye,
Dean. I think they're going to keep Huff for a long-inning guy.
I feel like
they don't need a long-inning guy.
They might cut him and then try to bring him back on a minor league deal.
Probably. That's what I imagine. But, I mean, they got three lefties on the 40.
They also have five freaking catchers.
They do have five catchers. And, you know, then they have Almonte and Ramon Flores.
Yeah.
Oh, Zoilo's gone.
Yeah, Zoilo might be gone.
What do you mean?
Hasta la vista, Zoilo.
Oh, I thought he already left.
No.
That
was David Adams.
Yeah. But,
that's right. Indians picked him up, right?
Maybe they could trade some of them. I don't know.
Do you want, like, a fifth outfielder? Because we got one.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know.
Maybe they're planning on getting rid of Ichiro somehow. Maybe they'll trade him for a bag of ball like they did with Stewart.
I can't believe we got something semi-useful back for him.
He's actually, yeah, that guy is not that bad of a prospect. Look at
him. He's better than whatever the Yankees got back from the Pirates for A.J. Burnett.
I went to the Pirates blog when they traded for Chris Stewart, and they were like, defense doesn't slump, and I was just like,
Did you post the GIF?
They won't run him out every day because they got Russell Martin. So maybe he won't be dehydrated.
No, he will be.
He'll just be the awful backup he was in 2012.
Yeah.
He'll drink out of the river and then, you know.
Yeah, there is a river right there, so he's good.
There is a river.
I plan to go to PNC. I actually plan to go to PNC next year.
Very nice.
I went there last year.
Yeah, I want to go there. It looks beautiful.
It is.
It's all right.
Okay, Jason's review.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was fine, you know. It wasn't great. I don't know.
He's like, guys, I went there. Guys. I went there. Been there.
How was it?
It's all right. It's fine. I think, I think, like, Camden Yards is much better.
Yep. I want to go there, too. Road trip.
Camden?
Pinstripe Valley podcast road trip.
Let's do it.
In fact, we'll do the podcast live from Camden Yards.
Getting Camden. We have
coming to you live. From Baltimore, Maryland. This is the Pinstripe Valley Podcast.
Well, I'm coming live from Baltimore, Maryland.
It would be great if we got, like, seats behind home plate while we're doing the podcast.
Where's SK? Come on. Mark Brown, where are you hiding?
Not in your house.
No, Mark Brown is not in my apartment. Maybe.
All right.
Anyway, I'm fairly certain that maybe they might try to trade somebody.
Dean Ant.
Maybe one of their catchers.
That's a bold analysis. I know. Jason. Bold. They might bold. Try to trade somebody. doesn't narrow it down.
Think about it. They got, you know, they got Beltran, Roberts, Thornton. They want to sign a righty bat. They want to sign a reliever. And, you know, if they want to sign Tanaka, that's six right there. And, like, there's just so many, like, minor league players that don't really have much use that are taking up the 40-man roster. Plus
maybe they can just, like, launch some of the ones they added into the sun now.
Maybe they'll DFA Nunez.
Maybe. They do seem pretty done with him.
I'd be ecstatic if they DFA'd Nunez.
Jason would host the podcast live from his roof if they...
He'd be dancing like the Chimney Sweeps and Mary Poppins.
I'll never get any happier than this.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim tree. Nunez is gone and I'm happy as can be.
I thought we were going to say something about Nooney.
Oh, God.
I mean, they were, like, saying, like, oh, Yankees officials are questioning his mental toughness and blah, 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 blah. So it's like, yes!
Well, that's because he, like, died, except he was fine.
Yeah, no, not his mental
toughness. It's real bad, guys. It's real bad, guys. You're going on the DL. It's real bad.
Guys, bro.
Nunez is fine.
They're like, you know, Nunez, your job was to back up Derek Jeter when he broke, and you broke.
I like that you had one job.
And you were awful, too.
Yeah, you're terrible. Hate him. The worst.
I like Kelly Johnson. I thought that was a good signing.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Kelly
Johnson. Well, yeah, I said that when we signed him. I said, I love this signing, unless he replaces Cano, then I hate it.
No, I still have, you know, it's still a good pickup, even without Cano. He's a good utility guy. His bat is still pretty solid. You know, platooning-wise, I think he could do really well. And he can play, like, he can play the outfield, he can play second, third.
Can he play the outfield?
Yeah, yeah. I thought the D-backs or something had him in, the Rays had him, I think, in left field for a while.
You're right.
He's not, like, Zobrist utility good or even Prado, but he's still a decent, he's a much better utility guy than
Nunez.
Anyone we have.
Nunez.
Remember when they tried Nunez at the outfield?
God.
That was the thing that happened, wasn't
remember
it?
Remember when Lyle Overbeck played right field? Like,
you know, let's stop reminding us of 2013, alright? The year's almost over.
Was that 2013? I thought it was 2012.
No, I'm talking about like when Lyle Overbeck.
Overbay in right field.
Oh, Lyle Overbeck.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in the Yankee season where they couldn't do without Lyle Overbeck's bat, which says all that needs to be said about this year. We can't afford to be without Lyle Overbeck in our lineup.
Need him.
Lyle, I was DFA'd by the Red Sox and signed you only because there was a worse option we had. I don't even remember who the other option was.
Oh.
Who was it?
Oh, Diaz? Dan Johnson.
Juan Rivera.
And Dan Johnson was really awful in spring training, too.
Yeah.
He, like, didn't get any hits until, like, last week.
Yeah. He got, like, one, two hits or something.
Juan Rivera. It was around this time last year that the Yankees signed Matt Diaz.
That was what I was thinking.
So, tweet back. If Tanaka isn't posted, who do you think the Yankees will pursue either via trade or free agency to get another starter?
Nobody.
No.
I have no idea.
You don't think they'll try to get anyone?
No.
Yeah, I don't think they're interested in Garza Ubaldo. So if they would,
said they weren't.
If they got anyone, it would probably be someone on like a one-year deal who we're not excited by, about like Scott Baker or Chris Capuano or something.
God.
Wasn't there? Didn't you write some rumor about
Mahalam?
Paul Mahalam, yeah, he could be.
I said it right, finally.
Yeah,
not Paul Maholm.
I never said it was Paul Maholm.
I did. I thought his name was Maholm.
Pinstripe Bolly Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Pronunciations are out the window.
Andrew's like, I never got that one wrong.
I know Paul Maholm.
Let me hold on to this one.
My one shining moment.
Next.
When comparing the opening day lineup last year to the expected one this year, would you agree we look much stronger?
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
You need to get the hell off this podcast.
All right.
Obviously, you look better.
What about Ricky Weeks at second base? How much money would you need the Brewers?
No.
What about Aramis as a third base option?
No.
No.
Yeah, Ricky Weeks is really awful, and Aramis Ramirez is broken. So, next.
Let's trade anything for him.
How drunk would you have to be to offer Chu 7 years, $140 million?
Levine drunk.
Pretty drunk. Like,
how many rumbles?
Dead.
I mean, I don't think I would have to be, like, trashed, but I would have to be, you know, like, four drinks.
Tipsy.
I would have to be to the point where I couldn't even pick up the phone. Like, just like I'd need my assistant to, like, dial the phone for me, put it on speaker.
Yes, information. Can I have Senzu Chu?
Chu!
Give me Boris on the phone.
Listen, Gotti.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Except you can, but really you can't.
Listen, Boris. Yeah.
I've got these pretzels here. Just start rambling on.
My napkin stuck to my drink.
Rachel's just giving me a dirty look. So what if I commented on her hair was short? What does she have to do with it? Chew. Sign him.
I'll put it in his contract that he gets pretzels. Swear.
Next.
What do you think Girardi got the binder for Christmas?
Ugh. Fire. Again. Fire.
I bet he got laminated pages.
Yeah, he definitely got those like plastic strips that you put around the holes.
Oh, reinforcers?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
That's like Trapper Keeper shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a large
what it is.
What player Moves would you love for Christmas not named Trout, Kershaw, or Harper?
What?
What player would you love for Christmas?
Kershaw.
No,
that's not, named Trout, Kershaw, or I didn't hear the other
Harper.
Oh,
Harper.
Well, I don't care. Kershaw anyway.
You're disobeying the rules here.
Bring me Manny Machado.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, Machado. Machado me.
I would love McCutcheon myself.
No, actually, since you guys are taking Machado, I'll take Stan. Thank you.
Ooh.
I said, I'm going with McCutcheon myself.
Michael Brown said Cano.
Well, then I'll just stay in Machado.
Somebody's going to drop in a Felix?
Yeah, I'm over him.
All right.
I'm over him.
Jose Fernandez?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I would like me some Jose Fernandez.
I like him.
I bet that in every way I said it.
Chris Sale?
Not a bad option.
I'd rather have the Fernandez.
Well, yes, obviously.
Bring me Manny
Machado.
But, I mean, we can have all of them. They didn't put a limit on it.
That's
true.
Yeah. Maybe you just get everything.
I think we should get everything.
All right.
Excuse me. And Chris Sale.
Sounds like a plan.
May I have Chris Sale, please?
I will take a 2-for-1 deal on Jose Fernandez and Giancarlo Stanton. Thank you.
You can get Ichiro. He will bring people.
Cool.
All right. Opinions on Thornton. Fairly cheap, decent reliever, in my opinion. 37, though.
That last part wasn't a question, but opinions on Thornton?
He's 37.
It's a better deal than giving Boone Logan 3 years.
I think he'll be okay. The thing that concerns me is that he's signed for 2 years.
His strikeouts are dropping like a meteor.
People are worried about his velocity. I mean, if you look at his velocity charts, it just goes downhill.
Yeah, but relievers can still succeed without velocity.
Sure, but you know, you don't know how much. You know, his velocity could continue to drop where he can't even strike out lefties. I don't know.
The problem I have with Thornton isn't so much, like, that he throws with the left hand, but he can only get out loogies.
What do you have against lefties? Excuse you.
Yeah, dude,
I have a problem when they only serve one purpose, and Girardi will use them for the other wrong purpose.
Yeah, well, that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I'd rather them not do that. Dude, screw left-handed people.
There are other Loogies on this team.
What?
On this roster.
There are how many other Loogies?
Yeah. There's Huff.
Huff's not
Cabral,
a
Brawl.
Yeah. Well,
Nuno.
They're not.
They're not Loogies, though.
And they're not really like as good as Matt Thorne either.
No, certainly not. That's why they got him.
Yeah.
But,
next question.
Like, I'm done talking about Matt Thorne.
I'm done talking about left.
Not improving my migraine.
How do the Yankees front office keep their jobs?
They have a lot of money.
I mean,
friends.
They like them. Okay, we're done.
They have a blood pact.
Yeah, okay, we'll go. That's the answer. They have a blood pact. How can the Yankees overhaul the farm system?
Blow
drugs.
It up.
Be terrible and draft.
Drugs. Heroin.
Develop your players better.
Heroin.
Just do better.
Oh,
no, do drugs.
Not signing people that are given a qualifying offer.
There's a question about whether the Yankees would consider a Gardner for Owings swap with Arizona, and that's a yes. So we're just gonna.
I'd pull him out of Greg's arms and carry him there myself.
Would they consider it? Maybe
they might
on piggyback.
I'll think about it.
No, I would let him like go cross country with me as the wheelbarrow.
Oh.
With you as the wheelbarrow, or you pushing a wheelbarrow?
We could switch off. No, no, like, you know, where they hold your feet, you like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. We could switch off halfway.
That is a wonderful image in my head right now.
Yeah, cross-country wheelbarrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Cross-country waffles wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Diamondbacks would never do that, but...
They would.
Anyway, moving on.
They should.
I
think that's it.
Yep, that's it.
Are we doing Yankee and me trade of the week?
Sure.
Alright. Awful. You're Yankee of the week. Go.
Randy Levine's missing side rib.
Oh god.
It got out while it could.
I'm out.
No, I'm so good.
Would you like to go without the sideburns?
Anti-sideburns.
Perhaps a little more off the top.
Humbler? Is that you?
Yeah, that's what we said. He made the humbler noise.
Levine's sideburns have been humbled.
Yeah. Take it off that ears.
Andrew, you're Yankee of the week.
My Yankee of the Week is, go with Brian McCann, because why not?
Alright.
He didn't do anything this
because
week.
Because he's very aerodynamic now.
This is very
smooth.
Ain't no hair impeding his running.
Right.
He is very smooth.
He seems pretty pumped to be joining the Yankees, so, you know, good for you.
You could put his head in, like, the bowling ball buffer and just shine it right up.
His own sweat will provide the moisture.
Oh, God.
To be specific, my Yankee of the Week is that gif of him sweating that Matt F2 created.
It's like the scene in Airplane where he's just sweating. He's just pouring off.
He's, like, in the shower, but he's not.
He's his own shower.
Oh,
Jason, yeah. You're Yankee of the Week.
Huh. I'll go with Carlos Beltran because he's good and stuff.
Because he's like, he doesn't care about like anything being official. He just like tweets out, "Oh yeah, I'm on
Yankees
now," even though
he doesn't care.
Good for him. Maybe he'll favorite us too.
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you want to know who my Yankee of the Week is?
I guess.
Brett Gardner.
What did he do this week?
Provided us with lots of traffic.
He did. It's true. Thanks, bro.
Maybe the Yankee of the Week should be one of those minor league players who was released today.
Oh, that's mean.
Boo.
Their dream actually, is Oprah, dude.
By virtue of that post, they are not a Yankee anymore, so they cannot be the Yankee. Well,
they were. Yeah. R.I.P. Nope. Sandy Brito.
Sandy Brito.
Fulinco.
Frite Marte. Man.
His name was F.U. Like,
I'm going to quote Harlan here. Sandy Brito is why you shouldn't eat Mexican food on the beach. Waffles, your meat tray of the week.
Yeah, you're a little late on that one.
Oh, we're getting picky now.
Meat tray of the week. Kinda, why'd you?
No. Serious, no.
I will say that Brian Cashman is my meat tray of the week.
Whoa.
Because he was so awkward at the McCann and Ellsbury press conferences where he was like, I will not have flowers. I will not present flowers. Here are flowers.
He did tell Wally Matthews really that his question was stupid today, though.
Yeah, that was great.
And it was awkward because Joe Girardi called Jacoby Ellsbury a flower.
Yes, that was...
There we go.
That was like that was the touching. Best quote. Like you were a thorn.
You were a thorn in our side. Now you are a flower in our clubhouse.
And I love you.
I like that.
So let's thanks. Have faith.
Thanks, coach.
Jacoby's so like,
And Bob Lorenz was like, and now it's time for the big reveal. What number will he be? He can't be two. But will he be? They are really amping up the suspense by keeping the jersey turned where we cannot see it. Oh, he'll be 22! I was like, you have got to be kidding.
Was that seriously what happened?
Yes!
Like I didn't watch
wow.
it.
Yes!
I was away. I was away at the time. Wow.
That wasn't on MLB.com, which was the feed I was watching.
It was so weird. It was like, oh my gosh, what is it gonna be? Why can't we see the number? And then I mean it was really weird.
There is no number.
Okay, I'm changing my
He's going to be nothing.
I'm changing my Yankee of the Week to Tanya's Bob Lorenz impression.
That's the name of the podcast now too.
Tanya's
Bob Lorenz impression.
I mean, it sounded just like him.
Yeah, spit image.
Jason, mini trade of the week.
So tough. I've got two great ones.
It's gonna be Nunez, isn't it?
My perennial my Nunez of the week is Nunez. But I will go with this specific week, Brian Roberts.
Because he didn't shower this week.
Because he didn't shower, and he's probably already broken.
As we record this podcast, breaking news, Brian Roberts
breaking
fractures
news, Brian
ankle.
Roberts.
Breaking news, Cashman's ankle.
That's the best.
That's a good moment.
Best moment.
Alright, Andrew.
Screw it. Meet you of the week is Curtis Granderson for signing the Mets. What have you done with your life, man?
Oh.
Nothing.
Sad.
I hear that real New Yorkers are Mets fans.
Good pandering, Grandy. The pander man.
That's what I said. Like, oh, that's a
the
good way to...
The man can.
That's a good way to get your fan base on your side. Whatever.
Preemptive meter of the week, John Sterling, for whatever crappy home run call he comes up with for these new Yankees.
Yay.
He L's buried in the stands.
Beltron belts one. That's too easy.
Oh, that's coming.
That's it. That's the one right there.
McCann, he do it? Yes, he McCann.
Said L's buries it in the stands.
Who?
For who the L's tolls.
What would it be for Brian Roberts, though?
Ow.
There's not one, because he died.
Ow.
It would be that confusing time where he didn't have one, so he'd just be like, it's a home run. He's done that before.
Yeah.
He did it with Gardner for a while.
He's like, oh, it's gone.
There it is. Oh my God.
No one can Roberts Home run.
He robs that ball.
Oh, he does.
Outfield.
Brian.
That's another reason not to like Brian Roberts. He doesn't have a fun name.
Yeah, I hate him.
Like Beltran, you could have fun with. Ellsbury, McCann. Brian Roberts is so basic and boring.
I mean, what do you say about Kelly Johnson?
King Kelly.
I could think of some things for Johnson.
Johnson shows it.
Hey, can we end this podcast?
Johnson hits a big one.
Johnson taps one.
Oh my god, okay.
Johnson fills the hole in the sea.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. My Yankee of the week, because I don't care that he's not a Yankee anymore, Jabba Chamberlain. So long, you fat piece of worthless crap.
Suck it. You can suck Kelly's Johnson.
And on that note, we're ending the podcast because we're not topping that. All right, so that does it for this installment of the Pinstripe Ballet Podcast. Feel free always to tweet back us, either at our Twitter handle, Pinstripe Alley. I don't even have to say there's no D anymore. It feels good. Well, that's, you know what? That's going to be the last there's no D in that for the rest of the podcast, because obviously there's no longer a D.
R.I.P. No D.
Yes, R.I.P. D-listness.
All right, bye.
We're not done. Nothing.
No, we're done. That's it.
Subscribe to us on your iMachine.
Yes, on your I whatever, pad, pod, pid, heed, whatever.
Rate and review us.
Subscribe. Yes.
Leave us a review.
Love us. Give us presents.
If you're going to post a fan post, don't make it offensive.
Yeah.
So, as always, I'm Greg Kirkland, your wonderful host, with my co-host Tanya, Andrew, and Jason, saying a fond farewell. And since we probably won't record, you probably won't hear us till after Christmas. It may be the new year, too. Who knows? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Chanukah. Whatever.
It's already happened.
Whatever.
Christmas Hanukkah.
There you go.
Bravo.
Festivus.
Yes.
Bye.
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 Okay. So bye. For Tanya, Andrew, and Jason, I'm Greg Kirkland saying so long, Merry Christmas, and coming up on our next podcast, Holiday Special. Goodbye, 2013.